PRI, Public Radio International.
It's a European Grand Tour with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and guest conductor Omer Meyer Velber making his American debut. We'll begin in France with Debussy's Petite Suite. Travel on to Spain for Joaquin Rodrigo's Concierto Aranjuez for guitar and orchestra with guitarist Pablo Villegas. We'll disembark in Russia to hear Tchaikovsky's Manfred Symphony. I'm Jim Cunningham. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, made possible by Pat and Michelle Atkins, who underwrite in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support from the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Our guest conductor, Omer Meyer Velber, told me why he chose the three stops on our tour.
I will say honestly, I looked for a program, I mean, together also, we looked for a program that would give me the opportunity to have a nice debut, I mean, with something that I don't know whether I have to say, there's something that I feel that I'm connected with, and also respect the old program, you know, so we try to mix somehow. And then they told me that they didn't play for a long time this Manfred Symphony, and this is one of my, I don't know, late discoveries, because it's really a wonderful piece that is rarely played. So I thought, this is amazing, this is exactly the opportunity we need for Manfred. And Debussy just goes well with Rodrigo, I feel. I mean, because, you know, the best Spanish music is French. You know how it is, Ravel, Bizet, I mean. I feel that it connects well.
Omer Meyer Velber began his musical training at the age of 5, playing the accordion and the piano in Israel. He was also interested in composition and started writing music from the age of 9. Mes amis, allons-y! We're off to Paris with Claude Debussy, who was born in the city of Paris in 1862. In his early career, Debussy drew inspiration from Baroque music, which led to his Clair de Lune and Petite Suite. The Petite Suite was first heard in Paris in March of 1889 in its original piano four-hands version. The Pittsburgh Symphony will play the Bucer orchestration, the version to which the piece owes its greatest success. Camille Chevillard conducted the orchestral version in Paris for the first time in 1907. Here is Omer Meyer Velber walking onto the American stage and the Heinz Hall stage for the first time with Debussy's Petite Suite, played by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
Making his American debut at Heinz Hall, Omer Meyer Velber with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. You heard Claude Debussy's Petite Suite. Omer Meyer Velber has enjoyed considerable success in the opera house.
I was born in the opera house in a way. I mean, since I'm 19, I was in the Israeli opera in all different things. I mean, I was the banda conductor, I was of course the resident conductor, but before I played rehearsals, I did coaching, I did everything in the theater. So I was really born and raised in the opera world, let's say, which gives me, you know, this is why when I left to Barenboim, for example, it was 2008, I was 27, but I did already something like 40 different operas. And this is something really priceless, because it gives you, you're very young anyway, and you're still learning, and I'm still learning, but it gives you already some kind of what is actually going on, you know. It's very difficult. So in the first years I was almost a completely opera conductor, and in the last year and in the next 3-4 years, it becomes something like half and half, let's say.
Omer Meyer Velber making his Pittsburgh Symphony radio debut. Benvenuto a España. You'll hear next Joaquin Rodrigo's Concierto Aranjuez, featuring Spanish native Pablo Villegas, making his Heinz Hall debut, playing the instrument of Spain, the guitar. Searching for musical inspiration during the Second World War, Joaquin Rodrigo turned to the small town of Aranjuez, the summer retreat of the Spanish court. He looked to the elegance of Aranjuez and the early decades of the 19th century, writing his famous guitar concerto. The music is in three movements, the outer two dance-like and the middle with a bittersweet feel. Rodrigo told us his concerto is not meant to have strong sonorities, but rather to be light and sound like the hidden breeze that stirs the treetops in the parks. Jesse Montgomery spoke to Pablo Villegas in Pittsburgh to perform Rodrigo with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
Well, I think there are a few things that make it very special. The most important one is the second movement, which is a very soulful music, because it's the result of Joaquin Rodrigo's losing his child. So, you know, he put all this emotional pain into the music, and that's the second movement is an homage to his beloved son. So around that dramatic moment, he builds up and he creates a balance between the first movement with a very rhythmic flamenco music based on a bulería rhythm. Mm-hmm. So it's 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3. It's the 6-8 against the 3-4, which is a very typical flamenco rhythm. And the rhythm is very grounded. It's flamenco music, like, you know, the dancers in flamenco, they never jump like bailarinas. On the contrary, they step on the floor. Mm-hmm. So, and then the third movement, which is also very rhythmic, but the contrary, is folk music from Spain, which is usually lightweighted and like bailarina dancers, you know, jumping into the air. So there are these two universal forces combined and unified by this meaningful and soulful and dramatic second movement, which holds the whole piece together.
Here is our soloist, Pablo Villegas, alongside the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra in Rodrigo's Concierto de Aranjuez, led by Omer Meyer Velber.
Thank you. Thank you.
You heard the Concierto Aranjuez by Joaquin Rodrigo, with Omer Meyer-Velber leading the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, and guest artist Pablo Villegas, guitar. Pablo Villegas was born in Rioja, Spain. He has been compared to the legendary guitarist Andres Segovia, and at just 15, he won the Andres Segovia Award. He has performed for the Dalai Lama and the Spanish royal family, and he gave the world premiere of Rounds, the first composition for guitar, from the five-time Academy Award-winning composer John Williams. Since he played this concert at Heinz Hall in the fall of 2014, he has returned to play a second Rodrigo favorite, and he gave a solo recital during the summer months for Chamber Music Pittsburgh at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater. Pablo Villegas released his first recording for Harmonia Mundi. It's called Americano. The music lovers at Heinz Hall are delighted to meet Pablo Villegas. He's going to play some more.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Today is a very, very special performance for me. Not only for playing with this wonderful orchestra, that for any musician is a dream, and also for the wonderful conductor, Mr. Welber. But especially because I'm here because of the invitation of Maestro Friedrich de Burgos. I had the great honor to work with him many times, and he will be always a mentor and an inspiration for me. The way he connected to music, the way he became music when he was playing. Today is a special dedication to him. And I'm going to play a very soulful piece, thinking of him. It's Memories from the Alhambra by Francisco Tárrega. It's a beautiful piece that tries to recreate the running waters of the fountains of the beautiful palace in Granada, Spain. Thank you.
An encore from Pablo Villegas after playing the Concierto Aranjuez by Joaquin Rodrigo with the Pittsburgh Symphony and Omer Meyer Velber. He offered the Memories from the Alhambra by Francisco Tareca. Recuerdos de la Alhambra, the Memories of the Alhambra, was written in 1896 in the city of Granada. Francisco Tareca was a guitarist and composer. The Memories of the Alhambra have been used in several film scores, including the movie Sideways and an episode of The Sopranos. Our grand tour will continue with a poetic journey to Russia, still to come from Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. We'll hear the Manfred Symphony by Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky. I hope you'll let me know where your home is. I'm Jim Cunningham. Maria Toronjo is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony. Resident conductors are Francesco Leche Chong and Franco Andres. The Pittsburgh Symphony is always on the air on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel from the WQED.org website. You can hear archived concerts available on demand 24 hours a day. Just Google Pittsburgh Concert Channel. Don't forget to write. I hope to hear from you, and I'd like to send you a free souvenir from Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Symphony Radio Guide, with photographs of some of our guest artists this season, including Gabriela Montero and Juliana Avdyeva. It's a complete list of concerts in the series with the story of the Pittsburgh Symphony and the biography of Manfred Honeck. It arrives along with the free blue paper viewing glasses for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio fans. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15213. Pat and Michelle Atkins underwrite our program in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio on PRI, Public Radio International.